This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In the What's On Your Mind neighborhood. Hi, everybody. I'm Mr. Scott. Mr. Todd is here as well.
Hello.
We got Kevin Flynn manning the fort in Fargo. We had Todd manning the fort in Bismarck. We have Daniel on the phones when you call, wherever you're calling from, with a smiling face. Trust us, he's smiling because he's happy you're joining the program. We call What's On Your Mind. Here's how this works. To tell us what's on your mind, a couple of options. The preferred option for Todd and I is to talk to you. It's just much more enjoyable to have a conversation and a little back and forth and, you know, give you a chance to say what you have on your mind, but also maybe do a little follow-up question and really understand what it is you're calling about.
By the way, Scott, since you wanted me to do this every time you did that, preferred option for Todd and me would be the proper grammar there.
Oh, did I say
that? And folks, I'm not doing it. Scott told me to do it. So don't
I did because I don't like getting cards and letters about why do you say
cards and letters?
Yeah.
You still get cards and letters. Some of us get texts. You get cards and letters, huh?
I do, yeah, and I enjoy it very much. That's why I even give out our address every once in a while. Don't you like a card or a letter every now and then?
Oh, I love them. I don't get them much anymore, but
I tend to find people that want to suggest topics for the program. Like, have you ever, you know, thought about why this happens? Could you do a show on it? They tend to send that to me, which is just fine.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So make Todd's day. Send him a card or letter, 3500 East Rosser, Bismarck.
I did actually get a very kind one. I forget her name, but she was a student that she was in Fargo when I was interviewing her, and it went so well. She did send a very, very nice card. So
I like that.
Have to give credit where credit is due. But that's one in the last 5 years, maybe. So
either one of our What's On Your Mind World Headquarters, 3500 East Rosser, for Todd or I.
Todd or me.
Or I was waiting for you to catch it.
Caught it. I thought, do I call him on it or no? I just let it go, and I let it go.
And
you called yourself. That was noble.
I did, yeah. Mine is 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo, 58104. Okay, so we love the cards and letters. Great idea. Whatever your comments, that's wonderful. I still have, this is one of the coolest things I've ever received in the mail. A gentleman sent a note about his wife, who recently passed away, and told me a story about how much she listened to the program. Like, every day it was her thing. It was what she did, and she passed away, and he sent me the obituary and just told me a little story about her. So it was phenomenal. I still have it on my desk, so we love it. Thank you very much for that. Anyway, so now you've got the phone number. I think you do. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You have our snail mail address. You can also text us, 701-367-2054. I have, I'm at Big Iron. That's next month. I'll be there soon. But I'm at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. There's a lot of iron here.
Do we call it Little Iron?
It could be Little Iron, yeah. I wonder what the grounds, I think the grounds here are bigger than they are at Big Iron. It's huge. And they started this in the 50s. It's continued year after year. It's really one of the best. And so this is today through Labor Day. This goes on threshing, plowing, tractor pulls, horsepower, steam shoveling, free train rides. They do two parades every day, steam engines. They have antique vehicles out here, all kinds of antique tractors. This year is the year they're celebrating the Giant Case 150. 150 horsepower, world's largest steam tractor engine, and it's here at Rolog. So a lot going on all 3 days. If you come find me right next to the admin building, I'm between the Nelson building and the admin building, not far behind the clock tower. The Redhawks, the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, are playing this weekend, and we have a suite that you can watch the game from. Yeah. And for tomorrow night's game, tomorrow night's game at 7:02 or Labor Day, 1 o'clock. So just stop by and say hi, and I'll hand you those, okay? And for the textures today, what should we do? What should we do? Fridays is the day we have you send us your photos. We gave away a lot of tickets for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion. So how about we do a copy of Grassroots, personally autographed for whoever you'd like it autographed for. Just need your name and your address, along with a photo, how you're listening, where you're listening, little selfie, good, big smile, send that to us at 701-367-2054. Okay? All right. Yesterday, you did not buzz me, but you could have, Todd, to say you said you had some listener mailbag comments that you were going to read, one about blinkers and one about the Legacy Fund. Do you remember that? Yeah, I didn't get to it. I ran out of time. There was just so many people that were wanting to weigh in on everything that was happening yesterday. I plumb run out of time, and I forgot to do that. But usually when I say, hey, before the end of the show, I'll do this, I do it. I didn't yesterday. I apologize. Sorry for that. Sorry for that. So blinkers and a Legacy Fund idea are going to be first up here this morning on the program. And you can comment on this or anything else you like, okay? This is what's on your mind right from the listeners. These people took the time to write this down and send them to us, okay? This one is about, this one is entitled Blinker. And this is an actual event that happened. A mid-70s gentleman traveling westbound on a state highway in a car in North Dakota. At an intersection of another state highway with stop signs, the man turned left into an oncoming eastbound semi-truck and trailer. The driver of the car was killed. The truck driver was not hurt. How could this happen, people wondered. Was it the sun low in the sky so his vision was impaired? Unspoken was the age factor. The NDOT responded by lighting up the stop signs and the stop ahead signs on the intersecting road. Not sure how this response relates to the accident. Not sure about much of what the NDOT bureaucrats do, but that's another story. Did you know that the blinker switch on most semi-trucks does not cancel automatically after going around a corner, like they do on your automobile? After completing a turn, a semi-truck driver must manually return the blinker to the neutral position. If not, the blinker continues to function. Have you observed semi-trucks going down the road with a blinker on and no apparent reason for the blinker to be on? I confess, while driving a big truck, I've occasionally neglected to cancel my blinker after completing a turn. In some big trucks, the light on the dash or the noise the blinker makes in the cab may alert a driver, but in some big trucks, these things are not very noticeable. I suggest you not trust the other vehicle's blinker, whether it be a big truck, an automobile, or even a motorcycle. If you are in an intersection with traffic approaching from the left or the right with a blinker on, wait until you are sure what the other vehicle is going to do before proceeding. Don't worry about the idiot behind you honking the horn. In a different scenario, you are indicating a left turn, and the vehicle approaching from the other direction is also indicating a left-hand turn. Do not attempt your turn until you're sure of the intentions of the oncoming vehicle. Do not trust the other person's blinker. Regarding the accident mentioned above, I speculate that the left-turn blinker was flashing on the big truck. So the old guy, traveling westbound, thought the eastbound big truck was going to turn north, and he was clear to turn south. But in fact, the big truck was not intending to slow down and turn. The big truck driver had neglected to cancel his blinker after previously making a left turn. Some might point at the big truck driver being at fault. I would disagree with that. It is risky any time when turning left with oncoming traffic. Trust your perceptions, not the other person's blinker. Always make sure your rear blinkers, use them, and brake lights are functioning properly so that the person behind you knows what your intentions are. The issue with the blinker flashing on the big truck is more prevalent in rural ag country, where there are exemptions for CDL requirements, non-professional drivers, to drive a semi-truck and trailer combination. So there is the commentary on blinkers. I will admit, almost daily, anticipating what the other driver is going to do. Right? Like when they're pulling in somewhere and then you go right behind them to pull behind and then they stop and then you're like in the oncoming traffic because you thought they were going to go all the way in, but they just stopped for no apparent reason or went a little bit slow. And then it could be like, voila, T-bone time. So I think the advice is good. I think it's good. I don't know what you think of the caller's suggestion, but I thought, you know, I'm going to read this. Number one, because it came from one of our listeners and that was what was on their mind and that's what this show is about. But I'm also going to hope that maybe somebody is you know, a little more aware about the situation with the semis and just not assuming you know what that other driver is going to do just because a blinker might be on. Make sense? I hope so.
It pours some extra blinker fluid in there just to make sure you're lubricated for winter.
Let's get that going today, should we? That's what I should give away. Blinker fluid in a book today, yeah. I like that
idea.
Which
is going to move the needle further.
Texas says, I want to thank you for the Steam Thrasher tickets you sent me. My grandson and I are leaving tonight, heading over there. We'll see you when we get there. Scott P.S., so far all he's really excited about is the swimming pool at the hotel. Hopefully he gets the steam engine bug.
Hey, by the way, if anybody's going to be near Garrison, I'll be there this afternoon, and I will have copies of Scott's book with me.
You're going to bring a cup? All right.
Yeah.
Garrison. So there are a lot of ways to win. That'll be fun. What time are you going to be there?
3 o'clock. Very Lakeside nice. Auto and Sport.
Find Todd Garrison. Find me at Western Minnesota Steam Structures Reunion. Roll on, Minnesota. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. What's on your mind? You tell us.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Egg supports NDSU Athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now. And also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too. Come on in, check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's on your mind? James Comey yesterday during the program, we found out, did in fact do everything the president said he had to do. And, you know, a lot of attention on that whole situation has been directed at, well, should he have been fired? Remember, through the whole time, actually, the attention from yesterday was, should he have been charged? And evidently, they made the decision there wasn't enough to charge for. I, you know, again, I don't know if... when somebody at the DOJ is going to learn the lesson of saying, look, when people in leadership positions do something, please follow the letter of the law. But whatever. They said there were not, you know, the sufficient evidence to be able to do this and charge him. But the idea of firing him certainly has been vindicated. Right? I mean, and remember the hue and cry. I mean, President Trump firing James Comey is the reason there was a special counsel. It's the reason Robert Mueller got cranked up. The hue and cry over that, and yet yesterday vindicated that decision as well. Amazing how those dots don't ever get connected. They don't go back and get connected. Doesn't get the attention that it did before. Thought of that yesterday when I saw a decision out of the FEC, if you remember, a very politically motivated accusation against Senator Kevin Cramer relating to misuse of campaign funds was put forward by Dave Thompson, in my view, for the Heitkamp campaign. That was thrown out, like 4-0. Now, all the coverage on that at the time doesn't match what now is being brought out in the way of coverage about something that was dropped. It just works that way. It just does. But if you go back, I think the big vindication out of yesterday on Comey was President Trump's decision to fire the guy. I really do. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, the folks that have that Be the Buffalo spirit, that go into the storm. They go into the storm. And, you know, really, that's what a lot of folks in this part of the world do. You think of the pioneers that we're celebrating out here. You don't think they didn't go into the storm? All the time. All the time. It just kept going. And that spirit is alive and well, and the folks at Oasis Petroleum love celebrating it. So if you see somebody that has that pioneer spirit, you let us know. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Daniel, while you're checking to see who is next to chat with us on the air, because I see there's somebody in queue there, I just don't have a name, I am going to chat with Eric Nelson, who has a long history at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrushers Reunion where we are at today. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. How about you?
Good. We're sitting here in 2019 chatting about the Western Minnesota Steam Thrushers Reunion that started way back in the 50s. When do you first remember being a part of this event?
Well, I was born in 61, so there's a few years where there's no memory, but I was part of it in 61. Born in July, I was here for the show. At that time, we had our show in October. In 64, it was voted by the members to change it to Labor Day weekend, which was probably one of the best things we ever did. We got the four days, and it's helped this show become what it is, which is now 300 and some acres. We expanded again this year, another 40 some acres. So
if folks haven't been here, describe what they're going to find across these 300 acres.
Well, you're going to see, when you come here, first of all, you're going to see a bustle. You're going to come in and we're going to be thrashing right in the area. The big train that takes you around to the ground hauls you from the west side to the east side and back and forth. And you get over on the east side, you're going to see a turn of the century farm. You're going to see a 30 style farm. On the west side of the grounds, you're going to see this year we're featuring Case, and we have a boatload of Case tractors and steam engines and stuff here. It's still coming in yet today. And in between, you've got the merry-go-round for the kids. You've got the little train for the kids. You got everybody gets to ride on the train, all this stuff for free once you get in. We are very, very family-orientated. You pay to get in if you're 15 and older. And if you are 14 and under, you're free.
Yeah.
And so there you can see the homemaking. We got a main street where you're going to see what it was like to live in the early 1900s. You're going to see miniature steam engines. You're going to see gas engines. You're going to see three sawmills. You're going to see a miniature sawmill. There is just, it's incredible what you will see. And it's history. We are history in motion, and we are always, always trying to improve and make it a little bit more fun for family. It's become more of a family show as much as anything, because you think about it, when my grandfather started the show in 54 and his, the 12 charter members, I should say, It was more about getting the steam engine going and thrashing again, because they were only 20 years removed, not even 20 years removed from using that as the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Combines came in during World War II, you know, because all the young men were out over in Europe or Africa or in East, you know, in the Aleutian Islands and that area fighting. So this was just a love of steam and thrashing that started this, and from that we've grown to where it is now. We include, if your tractors or your exhibit is 40 years old or older, we welcome it here. In an expo year, we welcome anything that, you know, we got brand new Steigers. We've got the first Steiger built out here. We got the last Steiger that was built in the barn out here. We've got brand new case. We got that 150 horse case steam engine of Anderson's, Corey Anderson's here, which is, it's sitting next to the largest Steiger, case Steiger built. And it actually looks bigger. It's incredible. So there's lots of stuff to do out here.
Yeah, take it all in, folks. The food's great, too, by the way.
Oh, man, yeah, all the churches are cooking. We have our own stands, and we got five different church stands that serve. And so you got homemade food. We have our own souvenir stands, and we have our own food stands. And you will not go hungry.
No, you won't. And we all know church dinners are just the best.
They are. They're phenomenal.
And the church ladies are out in force at these things. They just put on a spread like you can't believe. It's so great.
Yeah.
You can get a $25 full season pass. That gets you all 4 days for the whole year.
Yeah, and be honest with you, if you can come out here more than one day, because it's really difficult to enjoy the show at its best for in one day. You know, you got a parade at 10 and 2. We never stop. We got all the sawmills. We're thrashing. We used to, the parade shut down everything. We can't do that anymore because our grounds are big enough that people, not everybody wants to watch a parade. You know, we got people that come in at 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning, and then they are watch the parade, and they might leave at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, and then come back, they've seen what they wanted to. And then you got people that buy the season pass, come back and back, you know, every day.
It's worth doing that season pass if you're going to come for a couple of days. $14 a day or the $25 season pass. And again, as Eric said, children 14 under and free are free as well. Gates open at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Each day. So it starts early, right?
It starts very early. We don't have the crowd at 6 like we used to.
Is that right?
Yeah. We're kind of becoming a little bit more millennial, I guess. It's moved back to 9, 10 o'clock where it starts to really get full. But that's all right.
There's church services out here this weekend as well. So a Catholic Mass, it's Saturday evening at 9, and they have an all-faith worship service Sunday morning at 9. So
yeah, we got it covered.
You check every box, and you can be out here and
enjoy
the full weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of beautiful stuff out here. There's a lot of great people out here. All the people that donate. You know, we're a nonprofit organization. Everything is donated. Nobody gets paid to do anything. We pay to get in.
Is that right?
We pay the same as everybody else.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Looks like the weather's going to be great.
Yep.
This time of year, the rolling, beautiful hills of western Minnesota are really just a beautiful little sight out here.
You know, we're not in the flatlands. We're not in a valley. So 2.5 inches of rain on Monday. We were dusting the roads. We were watering the roads yesterday because of dust. All of it ran to the bottom, ran down. It's going to make the Red River eventually. It goes to Whiskey Creek, and it gets to Fargo eventually. So
fascinating. Thanks so much.
Thank you for helping us spread the word.
Love doing it. It is a great, great event. Really is. Rolog, Minnesota, about 30 minutes out of the Fargo-Moorhead Metro. The place for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion through Monday, Labor Day. We're live on What's On Your Mind. Back after this.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Hurricane Dorian approaches the southeastern United States, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says it's unclear exactly what path it's going to take. but it is pretty clear that it's going to affect Florida for sure.
You know, you should assume you're going to lose power. If you're in an area that flooded during Hurricane Irma and you're impacted by this, you should assume that you're going to see flooding again after this storm and be prepared for potentially a multi-day event.
The storm expected to be a powerful Category 3, maybe even Category 4, when it hits Florida sometime late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. A one-year-old child is dead after being left in a hot car in North Carolina. It's the 37th time this year that a child in America has died of heat exhaustion in a vehicle. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
Oh, we got them. And a few others right here. Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. Bullock, Minnesota, the site of What's On Your Mind. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to check in with Steve Hallstrom and Eric Alex Benzagala, rather, coming up in just a moment down in the Twin Cities. They are following the Bison for their opener against Butler at the Target Field. So we'll have that momentarily for you. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall as well. Also want to tell you that my friends at Go Wireline want you to know that when you call, they go. So you need Wireline, you call, they go. Just couldn't be any more simple. Now, what kind of wireline services? Well, the kind founded by a bunch of guys that have 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. Founders that are North Dakota. This is a North Dakota company that does wireline. Can't go wrong. GoWireline.com. And great place to work, too. Find out more about all that at GoWireline.com. Couple of texts, and then we're going to throw it to Steve here and then get to your calls on the program. And the decision on Comey is unbelievable. It looks like AG Barr is covering for Comey like Comey covered for Clinton. Is this ever going to stop? I will tell you that that was my initial reaction yesterday on this. I've seen some commentary, pretty insightful, by folks that are, you know, rock solid. Joe DeGeneva, Vera Tunzinger, two that come to mind that actually have been part of the president's legal team. And both have said this was not prosecutable. That you know, that a employment agreement violation and policy violation of DOJ regs is not. Now, if it had been classified, that would have been a different situation. The material was not classified, but it was a violation. So I think that's where the difference is. I really think the president would be much more agitated today about no prosecution on this. He's not saying much, so I think I just think they've legally found the right spot here. I think that's not the case for some folks that are to come, and I agree with you. There needs to be some accountability here at some point, very quick. Kenny in Dawson, North Dakota. What's on your mind today, Kenny?
Yes, I'm wondering what they're going to be doing, the government, on these wheat prices. I'll kind of give you a little bit of my history. I was put on a tractor when I was 9 years old. I farmed ever since for 61 years now. And the other day I went in and I took a sample of wheat to town. And it had good protein. It weighed out real good. And I asked him, what is it worth? He said, it's worth $3.62 a bushel. I says, you gotta be kidding me. I says, when I was 9 years old, my dad sat me on a tractor. I put in 5 acres of wheat. I broke it up and hauled the rocks off by hand. And I sold it that fall for $4.20 a bushel. And fuel was 17 cents a gallon. Now you tell me who's getting took or who's getting run under the bus here. I mean, a small farmer.
Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3, test.
It's just impossible for him to make a living now on a farm. And how are we supposed to let our young farmers, farm?
So what's your solution? What do you think is what's gone wrong there? The price, I see the price affected by obviously a world market. The good thing about the farmers of the United States of America is you're so darn good, and you've gotten so much better at doing what you're doing thanks to, all kinds of things, right? Innovation and science and technology and precision agriculture and all of that, that there's more of what you're producing. And we have the ability to go into to a world market and serve that market and sell it. But if there's more wheat than there is market, the price is going to come down. So what are you suggesting here? What should happen?
I myself and my one son, we went into organic farming. That's the answer. No chemicals, no fertilizers. We get 30 to 35 bushel to the acre. And we get $15, $16 a bushel for it. That's the only solution I can see.
Well, that's certainly a solution, and some people have done that. I don't think that's obviously for everybody.
Well, it isn't, because some of these guys, they farm tens of thousands of acres, and then they have to have these big drills. That's to me, that's not farming, putting it into the stubble. You plow your ground and cover up the weeds, and you rotate your crops. You do all them things to work with the soil, instead of putting all this stuff on there. It's crazy. Look at Banville now, or these chemicals. They're getting sued left and right for causing cancer.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of that is environmental extremists that are...
You could say
the same thing about what are the drugs we take today to cure cancer?
Why would you
put all those drugs in your body to do that? Well, I want to cure cancer, and there's innovation, and there's a new way to do it. That isn't a bad thing. So I don't necessarily subscribe to your theory there. But you started this conversation by saying that the government should do something, and then you said that you reacted to the market and went into a different area. That to me is the right approach. You found something that's better for you. What do you think the government's role is In managing the price of wheat?
Well, they said, I don't know. I have no idea what the government should do, but I know it's got to come up. You're not going to have any younger farmers starting out. I mean, good God, when you get, lower price than you did 60 years ago, can you imagine? I mean, how can people survive?
Kenny, I appreciate your call. I'm glad you took the time to call us and share your view. That's why we say it's what's on your mind. And I would imagine that there's a number of people in the audience that are hearing that and have a view either similar or different, and I look forward to hearing from them as well. By text at 701-367-2054, or you can text Todd to 701-226-8503, or call us at 800-228-0550. Steve Alsham, Alex Penzegala, live from the Twin Cities. What's going on down there? Counting down to the big Bison game this weekend, fellas.
We are ready, yes, and you're starting to see a few Bison fans out and about here in the Twin Cities now. It's a big day tomorrow, and folks enjoying the Labor Day holiday coming down for a little bit of football down here in the Twin Cities, Scotty. So we're pretty excited to be down here. We actually came down yesterday to get ready for the morning shows, and I had a chance to go over to the University of Minnesota football game. They were taking on South Dakota State, and I said, you know, I bet if I go to this Gopher football game, there's going to be some Bison fans out there doing a little advanced scouting on South Dakota State and just maybe extending the football weekend a little bit there. So I walked into the stadium, and, you know, it's maroon and gold as far as the eye could see, but there were a few streaks of blue and gold for the Jackrabbits. They were there in full force as well. And there were, of course, a few Bison fans wearing their green and gold. Not many, but there were a few. And there was one Bison fan who had on his NDSU shirt and his Gopher football cap.
Who's playing it here? I think Kevin's supposed to be playing this, guys. Steve, can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine, yes.
We're not hearing the clip, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got a...
Who's supposed to play or not?
Let me tell you what happened there, then. So there were two guys there, Doug and Eric Mork. And Doug is from Bismarck, and Eric is from Seattle. It's a father-son combination. And they were at the Minnesota-South Dakota State game last night, taking it in. And I had a chance to visit with the guys about being down at the game. And I said to Doug, who was the dad, I said, now tell me about the Bison football shirt and the Gopher football cap. And he said, well, we were tailgating with some people I knew, and they were Gopher fans, so I thought I better wear some maroon and gold so I fit in there. But my heart belongs to the Bison, so I've got the shirt on. So we had a good chuckle about that. I asked Doug's son, Eric, what he thought about that. And Eric said, yeah, I was kind of surprised. I show up, and here my dad, who's a Bison fan through and through, is wearing a Gopher football hat. But I guess when in Rome, do as the Romans. So we had a good time talking with those guys about the game. And I just said, you know, what's it like for Bison fans when you get a chance to go to a big place, you know, a bigger city, and, you know, see stadiums like this? And they said, you know, Bison fans travel so well that it's just a lot of fun to be with other NDSU fans, getting a chance to go a place you wouldn't normally get to go and see some sights and things that you wouldn't normally get to go see. And, of course, Doug and Eric are going to be over at Target Field tomorrow when it comes time for the Bison to take on the Butler Bulldogs. So they're making a weekend out of it. I saw a couple other people that I knew that are doing the same thing, enjoying the chance to get down to Minneapolis and enjoy a couple of different football games. Alex Benzagala, sports director at AM 1100 The Flag, is here with me as well. And Alex, the big question I hear from a lot of people is, how are the Bison going to be a quarterback this year? Of course, last year's quarterback, Easton Stick, is now with the Los Angeles Chargers, and so they turn it over to a new set of hands.
That's a very highly anticipated question. Trey Lance making first career start. Here's the thing. He's a great athlete. So I'm intrigued to see if he can make plays in space, make some big runs, and make some big throws early on in the game. Because your first career start, Target Field, you've got to believe you're a little antsy.
Yeah, I would think so. Trey Lance is a great athlete. You're right. He can run really well. I think they want him to be a pass-first quarterback, but hey, you got to do what you got to do whenever it's time to make things happen. The Bison have 7 starters back from last year, so there will be a lot of new faces, including Matt Entz, the new head coach. It's got to be an interesting scenario for him, too.
I think it's got to be excited. You've got to be excited to be at a venue like Target Field. And one thing I also want to add, I'm excited to see on the other side of the ball Jabril Cox and Marquise Bridges. Those two guys, they're on Flag Sports Saturday tomorrow, and they should have a big game.
Yeah, Bridges is a Twin Cities native, so Scotty, should be a ton of fun.
Love those reports. Thanks to Plains Egg, by the way. We appreciate it very much for bringing you that. It's Case Weekend at Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, and Case Weekend with our live broadcast down there, which will be on 550 K Fire, by the way, for the game tomorrow against Butler. Also, thanks to MyPillow, my sponsor as well. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. They have a lot going on these days. In fact, I was over at Pipers yesterday and looking at that calendar, talking about all the different things that are happening, and it is a busy, busy year for those folks. They have got a lot of auctions coming up, so I want you to go to Pipers.com and check them out. Maybe call and get a catalog at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. There's a heck of an auction coming up that I can hardly wait for. It is land in the Badlands up by Killdeer. It's in those beautiful, you know, just in the Badlands, not far from the Killdeer Mountains, and it is unbelievable. And that's going to be a big one. So I want you to get that one on your calendar, okay? That's Tuesday, October 8th. It's 2,400 acres. The auction will be held at 11 a.m. in Dickinson, but the you know, the catalog is phenomenal. The photos are phenomenal. So call and get yourself a copy of this and see it firsthand, and you're going to absolutely say, I've got to have this. I mean, the fact that this land is for sale is just phenomenal. So great little ranch there, and again, I saw the catalog yesterday, and I can't even begin to explain it to you on the air. But if you call and ask for the Fettick Ranch property, they'll send you a nice brochure, 877-700-4099 at pipers.com. Okay. We're back at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion. Having a great time. Look at here. The Kindred Vikings have just shown up in droves. The kids are here. What a great little field trip. I didn't get to go on those field trips when I was a kid. I forget where I went, but it was, you know, like the park around the corner. It wasn't like the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion or anything like that, for crying out loud. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Scott.
How are you?
I'm good.
Fantastic.
Pretty good for an old man.
Now, I'm trying to remember how far you traveled from.
750 miles. I come from Columbia, Missouri, which is right in the center of Missouri, and we're 750 miles one way.
Yeah, we give you the prize every year for the most dedication coming the furthest through Western Minnesota Steam Threshers.
Well, I may not have come the furthest, but I may have come the furthest the longest. This is my 42nd year coming here.
Every year it's on your calendar.
I missed one.
Is that right? What's your favorite part of this?
Oh, I like the people now. I came to watch the prairie tractors. That was what sort of drew me here originally, because in my part of the country, they farmed with small. They were late with horses because the farms were small, and then we had small tractors, you know, because of little farms. And we just did not have the big prairie tractors like they had up here to break the prairie. And so I'm fascinated with those. I was. Now that I've been coming so long, I know the people, and they're wonderful people up here. You Norwegians and Northern people are just wonderful. I enjoy you immensely.
You don't have Norskies in Missouri or what?
Not so many.
Is that right?
Oh, no, we've got about everything, but probably more predominance of Germans and English, you know. And of course, St. Louis is one of the oldest of the, you know, the cut off, the drop-off cities for the Western movement, and so it had Spanish and French and German and Italian.
You know why we have so many Norskies up this way? They're the tough ones. You know,
they had to be to live up here.
Had to go a little bit further to settle and then to stay here and survive and thrive.
And I think part of it, you know, I was in Norway this summer. I was fortunate to spend 2 weeks in Norway. I'd always wanted to go, and I had an opportunity. And so we spent 2 weeks in July and August going up the coast of Norway. I was saying I went all the way to the northern point. But they eat a lot of fish there because there's only 3% tillable land in Norway. So they have a lot of goats and sheep and cattle, but not a lot of farming land. So they eat a great amount of fish. And I always wondered if one of the reasons they came into the Minnesota area was because of the lakes and the fish, because they were able to survive. They knew how to do that.
That's a very good point.
That was a thing that they could do.
So they lived. So they survived.
And they knew how to do it in the winter. So if it got frozen, that wasn't a big deal for them. Cut a hole in the ice and away they go.
What's your favorite thing this year about the show?
Oh, the Case Expo.
You like that, huh?
Oh, this is going to be, could be, if the weather holds like it is today, the biggest show they've ever had. Case is always a big draw, Scott, because it's a very collectible. I don't know if they're the biggest farm machinery company today, but in their day, they produced more steam engines than any other company. They produced a great number of gas tractors very early on the early 1900s, and then of course they produced automobiles, so they've been in the business a long time, and they're very collectible.
And they make them 30 miles up the road here too.
They do now. Yeah. Yes, the old Steiger plant, they sure do.
Exactly.
So Case is very collectible. A lot of people like it. They like to look at it. But the big draw this year, the big thing, if people are interested in steam engines and the evolution, and to see the biggest Case steam engine ever built, which Case wasn't able to make commercially successful because of the metallurgy and other things at that time. Made 1905. They made about 8 or 9 of them, and they weren't successful. But a young man headquartered out of Fargo, I guess his business now, but from Andover, South Dakota, he's an engineer, and he has always had a dream of building a 150K steam engine from scratch, which he did. And it was first debuted last fall, and it is here on the grounds on display. It has 8-foot-tall drivers, wheels. The wheels are 8 foot tall in the back. It is a magnificent piece. It is very powerful. He'll be driving it, running it, and displaying it, talking about it. So if you have any interest in that, be sure and come out and see that.
That's great. And you've got one of his hats here.
I have. I was at the debut last fall.
Good to see you. Take care.
Good to see you, Scott.
Come see us in Rolog.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.